Praise the Lord for bringing us here this morning.
赞美主今天又召聚我们。
We will continue on the series of messages on the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续今天传讲关于圣灵所结果实的信息。
And I see we have a lot of young people here.
我今天看见与许多年轻人与我们聚在一起。
I hope you better take notes.
我希望你们能够做一些笔记。
Well, I will ask your teacher next week to give you a test. How about that?
因为下个礼拜我会请你们的老师给你们出一个测试。
Okay, let's turn our Bible to Galatians chapter 5.
我们现在请翻到圣经加勒太书第五章。
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy,Peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, verse 23, meekness, temperance, against such the law.
第二十二节，圣灵所结的果，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。二十三节，温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Another verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4.
下面一处圣经是哥林多前书第十四章第十三节。
Verse 4, chapter 13 verse 4.
第十三章第四节。
Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Okay, another verse, Titus, the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 4 to 6.
下面一处圣经，提多书第三章第四到五节。
五六节。
Okay,
but after that, the kindness and love of God, Savior.Toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Verse 6, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
提多书第三章第四节，但到了神，我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候。他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，藉着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。第六节，圣灵就是神藉着耶稣基督，我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, this morning we commit ourselves before you.
主耶稣，早晨我们把自己仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we confess that we don't have confidence in ourselves. Our confidence is on you.
主耶稣，我们向你承认，我们对自己丝毫没有信，我们的信心全是在你身上。
Lord, fully dependent on you this morning for your speaking.
主耶稣，早晨我们完全的仰赖你向我们讲话。
Lord, speak in us, speak through us.
主耶稣向我们心里讲话，藉着我们讲话。
Just commit this whole meeting to your hand in Jesus' name.
把整个聚会仰望在恩主的手中，奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time I share with you, what is patience or long suffering?
上一次我与弟兄姊妹们一起交通了关于什么是忍耐。
Long suffering is not only enduring pain and suffering without complaint.
忍耐不是说只是去单纯的忍受而不发怨言。
Rather, when we see the word of God, there is a hope, the element of hope that is in it.
藉着圣经所上神的话，我们看见忍耐里面有一些盼望。
But the Bible, because the Bible says it's patience with hope.
圣经上所讲的是具有盼望的忍耐耐心。
There's a big difference between, you know, enduring without complaint and Patience with hope.
在光是忍耐没有怨言，忍耐有希盼望，这两个是完全不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, we are a group of people with hope.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是充满盼望的一群人。
Even though we go through trials and tribulations,
即使我们经过一些试炼
we had a hope.
Because
we do not put matters into our hand, we put the matters into God's hand.
因为我们不是自己的把这些事物抓在手中, 因为我们把事物仰望在神的手中。
We are fully dependent on the one who saved us.
我们完全的仰望那拯救我们的那一位。
Not only that he will turn the situation around,
不仅他会扭转这个事物的局面,
but through this kind of situation, we might learn something out of it.
而且极致这些事情, 我们能够学习我们所应该学的。
This is what we patience mean.
这就是我们所说的忍耐。
And through this patience, we will come to the point of maturity.
极致这个忍耐的功课的学习, 我们就可以基督长成的身量。
This maturity doesn't only speak concerning physical maturity or completeness.
这种的手不是讲的光是我们外体身体的成熟或者一个到达一个完全的地步。
Rather, it's more the completeness, having the mind and the heart of God.
而是在我们的心思意念里都有神的意念在我们的里面。
We can all admit that we don't have the mind of Christ.
我们都承认我们没有神的心思意念。
We do things according to our natural point of view.
我们急着我们自己本身 自然肉体来去行事,
but thank God through these trials and tribulations.
但是感谢主，藉着这一切的试炼和艰难,
the Lord is changing us, transforming us.
主耶稣就来改变我们, 让我们有他的形象,
that we might be more like Him, that we might have the mind of Christ and the heart of God.
这样的话, 就让我们更像基督, 并且以基督耶稣的心为心。
So this is the first thing concerning the purpose of patience for maturity.
这是我们第一个原因, 为什么我们要学习忍耐, 因为这是让我们成熟的标志。
And secondly, concerning the patience, through patience, we might obtain and experience victory over the enemy.
第二点, 忍耐, 我们就可以向仇敌跨,
we need to learn from King David.
我们要从, 大卫王身上学习功课。
Every time he went to battle, the first thing he do is not to have counsel or meeting with his generals.
他每次遇到征战的时候, 第一件要做的事情不是与他的将军兵士来, 会晤。
Rather, his first contact is the Lord himself.
而是他第一件要做的事情是祷告。
What should I do in this case?
我应该在这个情况下, 我应该怎么做?
And we see that every time he did that, he always win the victory.
我们看见从圣经上, 他每次来询问求告神的时候, 他都得胜。
Yes, indeed, we will have problems.
是的, 的确是, 我们的确有问题。
We want solutions to the problem.
我们的确需要解决这些问题。
But before we move a bit, let's ask the Lord, Lord, how do you want to do it?
但是在我们采取任何行动之前, 我们要祷告神, 神啊, 你要我们怎么做?
Thirdly, concerning prosperity.
第三点就讲到成全。
Through patience, we have prosperity.
急着忍耐, 学习忍耐, 我们就能够被成全。
As the book of James tells us that the farmer, you know, has patience, waiting early rain and the latter rain.
雅各书里面告诉我们, 农夫, 盼望春雨秋雨, 以结果实。
While he, you know, being a farmer, in order for him to prosper, is altogether dependent on the harvest.
这个农夫他 为什么要等待春雨秋雨, 这样他才能够结出丰盛的果实。
If he doesn't have patience and give up, there will be no harvest.
如果他没有忍耐的话, 那就不会有, 一个大的丰收。
Today, brothers and sisters, in spiritual matters, we need to have patience.
所以就属灵的事情, 我们应该也有忍耐。
There is no shortcuts.
没有捷径。
We might have the knowledge concerning the Word of God.
我们也许对主的话语有一些知识上的认识。
But how do you apply it?
但是我们怎么样才应用到实际当中呢?
That's why the Lord, you know, sometimes bring up trials and tribulation and problems for us to what experience what is really that thing.
所以神就急着让我们经历一些试炼困难，让我们来学习我们的功课。
That's why I like to fellowship with older people.
这样，所以我特别喜欢与年长人交通。
Because not only they have the knowledge, they also have the experience.
因为他们不仅有头脑里面的知识, 他们还有亲身的经历。
Christ to them is not something objective, but something subjective.
基督对他们来说不是一个, 事物, 客观的事物, 而是一个主观的感受,
you know,
主观经历。
Every time you talk to them, there is weight, there is substance.
当你跟年长弟兄交通的时候, 在他的话语里面都有一些分量。
Number four, there is tranquility when you have patience.
第四点, 如果你有忍耐的话, 你的生命中就有平安,
whenever you know that God is in charge, God is the one holding the situation, we will have peace.
当任何情况下，当你想到神在一切事物上做王掌权的时候，你的心里就有平安。
Yeah, I like the song we sang a while ago.
我喜欢一首诗歌。
A glimpse of your goodness.
一眼望见你的良善。
And I'm satisfied.
我就心满意足。
I look at the Savior.
我看我的救主的容面。
My spirit is set free.
我的灵就得到释放。
We are set free from all kinds of worries, all kinds of anxiety.
我们从我们的焦虑。和我们的忧当中被释放出来。
This is what patience gives us.
这就是我们所说的忍耐。
And we know all the patience, we can have patience because we need to have love, joy, and peace.
我们要想有忍耐的话，首先我们要需要有爱喜乐和平安。
Without love, there is no patience. Without joy, there is no patience. Without peace, there is no patience.
没有仁爱，没有喜乐。没有平安，我们也就没有忍耐。
And all this love, joy, and peace comes from one source: is Christ Himself.
所有这一切仁爱、喜乐、平安，都是来自神本身。
He is the totality and source of all spiritual virtues.
他是所有属灵事物的源泉，并且是所有属灵事物的本身。
You know, I really like what Brother Chang Chen shared last week to the HCA brothers and sisters.
我特别喜欢常见弟兄。前一次所交通的信息。
He said Christ is all in all.
他说都是一切。
又在一切之中。
又在一切。
And he said there is in the Bible there is two great revelations.
在圣经当中有两个启示。
The first revelation is He is the great I am.
第一个他是自有拥有的我是的那位主。
Secondly is in every situation I am He.
第二点就是在任何的情况下，他说我是。
You remember when the disciples are on the Sea of Galilee and they had encountered a storm?
你记得是他的门徒们在加利利海边的时候遇见了风暴。
And they are all rowing the boat so hardly, and they saw a person walking on the sea.
他们在船上划着船，突然看见一个人在海面上行走。
And they thought it is a ghost. They are so afraid.
他们以为是一个灵，然后他们就很害怕。
But the Lord said, "Don't be afraid. It is I."
但是主耶稣就说，不要害怕，是我。
This is a great revelation.
这是一个很大的启示。
All the situation we encounter, it is I. I'm in there.
所以在我们不管遇到什么样的情况，主都在说，我在里面。
No matter whether the situation is good or bad, it is the Lord.
不管是这样的情况是好还是坏，我都在其中。
Because without His permission, this thing wouldn't have happened to us.
如果没有主的允许的话，没有一样事情会发生。
Christ is all.
基督是一切。
Because He is the great I am.
因为他是那个我就是我。
He is in all.
他在一切之内。
Because it is I.
因为我是我。
It's so wonderful.
这样的信息是如此的绝妙。
Hallelujah, Christ is all and in all.
赞美主，因为主耶稣在一切之内，他又是一切。
Today we were talking about kindness.
今天我们要讲的信息是恩慈。
You know, when we talk about love, joy, and peace, it's something inward.
当我们讲到仁爱、喜乐、和平的时候，是我们里面所有的。
I cannot see your love, I cannot see your joy, I cannot see your peace.
因为就我来说，我看不见你的仁爱，也看不见你的喜，看不见你的和平。
But when you start to talk about patience, kind is something we exhibit.
但是我们看到你的忍耐和你的恩慈的时候，你是把那些你里面的彰显出来。
So what is really kindness?
所以什么是恩慈呢
？One time, George W. Bush was inaugurated as the President of the United States.
当乔治·布什做总统演讲的时候
，And everybody at that time is expecting what kind of challenge he will give to the nation.
所有的美国人都在等待着乔治·布什会给美国人一个什么样的挑战。
In his speech, George W. Bush said.
在他的演讲中，乔治·布什说
，He said he challenged the nation to be a more kinder and gentle nation.
他在他的演讲中来挑战美国人做美国作为一个国家比更加的恩慈有恩慈更加柔和
Indeed, this country needs to be more kind.
确实是这样美国应该更加的柔和
When you see the nation around us, there's always fighting, there's a lot of violence.
当你看周围的情况的时候你会发现有许多的你和有许多的战争
There is need of kindness.
所以我需要恩慈
Society needs kindness. Family needs kindness.
社会需要恩慈，我们的家庭也需要恩慈。
One time there's a little girl who prayed.
有一次有一个小女孩祷告说
The Lord make the bad guys good.
主啊，恳求你让坏人变好。
Make the good guys nice.
让好人变得更加柔顺。
Indeed, there's a lot of nice guys, but they are rude.
是的，有许多好人，但是他们真的很粗鲁。
They, because of their self-righteousness, they feel that they are better than others, so they try to condemn people.
因为他们因着自己的自义，所以他们就去对定别人的罪。
But what is really kindness?
那什么是恩慈呢？
Kindness, according to the dictionary, is soft, being soft and delicate, not violent.
字典上所说的恩慈就是很柔和、很精细，而不是粗暴。
But is that enough?
这个仅仅是这个意思吗？
When you look at the Greek, the original Greek,
当你看一下希腊原文
kindness, usefulness, goodness, and suitable.
这个根据希腊原恩慈的意思是有用、合适而且美善
suitable to other people.
对其他人是有用的
being useful to other people.
对别人是有用的
In other words, when you put it together, it's being what?Being useful, doing good to other people at the right time and at the right place.
换句话说，就是在正确的时候、正确的场合，去对别人做对他有用的事情。
When you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, it is love that is kind.
当你看到哥林多前书的时候，你知道爱就是恒久忍耐。
In other words, what is kind is love in action.
爱就是。你在行为上的表现、彰显
service,
不是你在嘴唇上讲讲而已
It's not only being kind in your words, so soft-spoken.
不是说你说话柔和
But it's really you got to do something.
是你要显你做出来事情名
When you go to a supermarket,
到超市里的时候
and there is you are standing in line.
你站在一个、很长的队伍当中
You had a lot of things on your cart.
你的车子里装满了东西。
Behind you, there's a person who only had one item.
在你后面有一个人，他的里面他只有一，他要买的只有一个东西。
What do you do?
你要怎么样呢？
Do you let him go first?
你让他先在你前面。
Or in your mind says, hey, it's only first come, first serve basis.
或者还是在你的头脑中，你在想先来的先到。
Oh, when you go to a supermarket again.
或者你去买东西的时候。
You saw a lady carrying his baby and pushing the cart.
你看到一个妇人，她的抱着一个小孩，并且在推着她的车。
Trying so hard to get into that door.
她在使劲的想要去经过那个门。
How do you react? Will you open the door for her?
你会怎么样呢？你会不会为她打开门呢
？Or you said, "Oh, that's your business."
或者你会说这个跟我没关系，她自己的事儿。
When you ride on a bus.
当你在坐公交车的时候。
Everybody is sitting down, then there's a lady standing there with a heavy bag. Will you stand up?
每个人都在坐着，却老妇人她站着，你会不会让座给她呢
？Sometimes you will say, "Well, people are sitting down. Why should I be the one to stand up?"
那也许你会说，大家都坐着，为什么只要我来站起来
？These things might be so trivial, so small.
这些事情看起来真的是小事。
But if we are kind people, we got to do it.
但是如果我们真的有恩慈的性格的话，我们应该去做。
Kindness is not something inward, but something outward. You got to do.
这个有恩慈不是在显在你的里面藏在里面而是显在外面你要做什么
Now, knowing that what is kindness,
知道什么是恩慈
Now, we will come to the second thing. Why should we be kind?
我们第二个要讲的是我们为什么要显出恩慈
Because God is kind.
因为神就是恩慈
You know, Titus said, I read it again to you.
提多书里面讲到
He says here, but after that kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared.
但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人的慈爱显明的时候
Verse 6 which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior
第六节就是神藉着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上
That is the number one reason we need to be kind because God is kind to us
所以第一点我们为什么要显出我们的恩慈因为神首先来施恩给我们
When we read the Bible we can see a picture an exhibition of God's kindness
我们读圣经的时候我们看到许多的图片都是向我们证明神是多么的有恩慈。
When men fail,
当人堕落的时候
Yes, indeed, according to God's righteousness, they need to be driven out of the garden.
是的，根据神的意，他们是需要被驱逐出伊甸园。
But yet God did something that is so kind, so loving.
但是神却做了一件蛮有恩慈、蛮有慈爱的事情。
He killed a lamb and used the skin of the lamb to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve.
他就杀了一只羔羊，并且用羔羊的皮来来遮盖亚当和夏娃的羞耻。
And he promised that the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent.
他并且承诺说，女人的后裔必将损坏蛇的头。
Is this not kindness?
这不是蛮有恩慈吗
？Adam and Eve doesn't deserve such kindness because they disobeyed.
亚当和夏根本不配得到这样的恩慈，因本身就是悖逆的。
When you look at the history of the children of Israel,
当你看到以色列民众的历史的时候
we can see God's kindness.
我们可以看见这里充满了神的恩慈。
In order to save them out of Egypt, the Lord gave 10 plagues on Egypt.
为了使救以色列民众出埃及，神降十灾给埃及人。
When they reach the Red Sea, they are still complaining.
到了红海的时候，他们还在抱怨。
Is there no graves in Egypt that we should drown here?
难道在埃及没有地，我们可以待，我们必须要在这里淹死吗？
Yet God opened up the Red Sea for them to go through.
但是神就打开，使红海打开，让他们能够经过红海。
When they are in the wilderness,
当他们进入旷野的时候，
the Lord feed them with manna and with the living water.
神用活水和从天上降的玛拿来供给他们。
Is this not kindness of God?
这难道不是神的恩慈吗？
When they reached the land of Canaan,
他们到了迦南美地的时候，
immediately they had houses, immediately they had fruit trees.
他们这些结果实的树，
the Lord told them,
神就告诉他们，
these houses you do not build.
这些房屋你们没有建造，
these fruit trees, the vineyards you did not plant.
这些葡萄园和果树你们没有栽培。
Francis, this is the kindness of God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神在向我们显示他的恩慈。
Every time we read this portion of the Bible, we just it's just like a picture of a bridegroom trying a groom preparing for the bride.
弟兄姊妹，我们每次读到这样的经节的时候，我们都心里的感觉是真是新郎在为他的新妇做准备。
When we come to the New Testament,
当我们到了新约的时候，
it's the ultimate manifestation of God's kindness when He sent His Son Jesus Christ.
当他把他的独生儿子降世为人赐给我们的时候，这显出了神终极的恩慈。
Brothers and sisters, God is kind.
弟兄姊妹啊，神就是恩慈。
You know, even today we continue to experience God's kindness.
哪怕是现在，我们经常经历神的恩慈。
You know, last Friday I just went to Austin because there is a field trip.
上个礼拜五我去奥斯汀，因为有一个郊游。
And as we are coming back,
当我们回来的时候，
my wife actually passed through that exit sign.
我的姊妹不小心过了那个出口。
Then she needs to go around about 5 minutes to come back to the exit.
所以她要绕一下，大概五分钟的时候再来重新进入这个出口。
After a few miles, we are dead in traffic.
过了几里路的时候，我们就陷在这个大拥挤的交通当中。
The traffic is about almost an hour and a half, something like that.
拥挤的交通大概有一小时一个半小时。
But we are looking through the traffic, we see maybe half a mile before us, there's a big accident.
但是我们看一看就发现在半里之外有一个大的事故，交通事故。
All those, you know, medic came, the tall people came, police officers came.
所有的包括那些警察还有拖车的还有救急人员都到了现场。
As I was looking at that situation, I said if we will be a few minutes earlier, we might be that person.
那时候的时候我说，如果我们提前几分钟的话，我们就是那些出事故的人。
People might coincidence.
也许有人会说这只是个巧合。
But to me, it is the kindness of God.
但是对我来说，这就是神对我们显示的恩慈。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we take for granted the thing that happened to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们时常的就把神对我们的恩慈想当然。
Sometimes we came safely, we go home safely, we feel like, oh, because I'm a good driver.
有的时候我们从家里回来或者到其他的地方，我们都很安全，我们就说自己的驾车技术很好。
But let me tell you, without the hand of God, we don't know where we are today.
但是让我告诉你，如果没有神的手的话，我们真的不知道我们今天在哪里。
Brothers and sisters, God is kind.
弟兄姊妹们，神是恩慈的神。
This is the number one reason. Number two.
这是第一点，第二点。
We should be kind because we are the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们要施恩慈，因为我们是耶稣基督的见证。
We are here to show forth His kindness.
Let me tell you,
the world primarily is not interested with your theology or your truth.
让诉你, 这世上的人不感兴趣, 你有多学的知识。
What they are interested is that truth that you believe on, change your life.
他们所关心的是你所说的, 你相信的生命的真实, 是不是在你的身上表明出来。
In other words, they are not interested of what you say, it's what you do.
换句话说, 他们并不感兴趣你所, 所知道的, 他们感兴趣你所做的。
But so sad to say, a lot of Christians nowadays, we did the opposite.
但是在现在有许多基督徒都是在做相反的事情。
We say one thing, but we do the other thing.
我们说一套, 做一套。
We had a lot of talk without the walk.
我们光说却不行走在里面。
Therefore, a lot of these so-called unbelievers are not impressed with the gospel.
所以有许多慕道友就不对福音感兴趣。
It's not because the gospel is not strong enough, it's as strong as before.
这不是说我们的福音不够有能力，福音一直就是有能力的。
The truth shall set you free, and it is as powerful as that.
真理会叫你, 得自由，这就是能力。
But we do the opposite.
但是因为我们所行的没有着它,
it turns people off.
所以让人们就因没有兴趣。
We need to see how important it is to be kind to other people.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们要看到我们对别人施恩慈是有多么的重要。
Because we are a witness and testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为我们是耶稣基督的见证。
Number three.
第三点,
how do we show kindness?
我们怎么样才能显示我们的恩慈呢? 我们只能做出来。
You know, we need to do it.
我们需要做。
You know, a lot of times we just talk without doing it.
我们许多时候只是讲却不去做。
It says here that when we do things, then he said, how do we do it? We need to spend time, we need to spend effort, we need to spend some time and money in order to help people.
我们怎么样做呢? 如果我们想做一件事情的时候, 我们经常要花时间, 花精力, 甚至花钱。
Sometimes when a sister we know is sick,
有的时候我们知道有一个姊妹生病了,
won't you make a phone call?
你会不会要打一个电话问候呢?
Or you may visit her?
或者你去真的去探望她?
You know, one of the biggest hindrances to showing art is because we are too busy.
来显示我们恩慈的一个最大的阻碍就是我们太忙了。
Are you busy? We are busy.
你忙吗? 我们确实是很忙的。
But in order to show forth our kindness, there is a need of sacrifice.
但是为了显示我们的恩慈, 我们真的要做一些牺牲。
And the real reason why we are busy because we are so self-centered.
我们为什么如此的忙碌, 是因为我们以自我为中心。
We feel like the whole world revolves around us and we are the priority.
我们觉得整个世界都围着我们的转, 而我们是最主要的。
And we said that we can be kind after I have time.
我们会说, 等我有时间的时候, 我再显出我的恩慈。
If that is the case, I guarantee you'll never have time.
如果你是这样想的话, 我真是向你保证, 你永远也没有时间显示恩慈。 我们真的要去做。
But sometimes we think, okay, if I'm kind to other people, will they take advantage of that?
那有的时候我们就会要想, 如果我对恩慈的话, 有恩慈的话, 他们会不会来利用我?
Indeed, there is some, you know, people who advantage of our kindness.
确实是有这样的人来利用我们的恩慈。
You know, one time, let me tell you a story. There's a PGA golfer.
让我告诉你一个故事, 有个PGA, 打高尔夫球的, 人, 高尔夫球选手,
when he hit that 18th hole, he won the championship.
当他打了第18棍的时候, 他得了, 冠军。
He had a trophy and an amount of money.
他得了一个奖杯, 并且得了一笔钱。
Afterwards, while he is putting his golf club at the back of his car,
当他要把他的那些球棒放在他的车里的时候,
then there is a certain lady came to him and said,
有一个妇人来到他的面前对他讲,
He said, a great day for you.
今天对你来说是个大喜的日子,
but a sad day for me.
但对我来说很痛苦。
Then this golfer said, hey, madam, what do you mean by being a great day for you and a sad day for me?
这个高尔夫选手就说, 夫人,你是什么意思? 对我来说是个好日子, 对你却是一个不好的日子。
He said, a great day for you because you win the championship.
然后这个妇人说, 对你来说是个大好日子, 因为你得了冠军。
A sad day for me because I have a sickly, dying daughter.
对我来说是一个, 不好的事情, 日子是因为我有一个, 生病快要死的女儿。
Immediately, this golfer went to the office, cashed the check, and gave all the whole amount of money to the girl.
这个高尔夫球手就拿着他的支票去把它换成现金，把所有的钱给了这个妇人。
And he said, "Buy some happiness for yourself and your daughter."
他说去用这些钱买一些为你自己和你的女儿买一些快乐。
After 1 week, this golfer was eating at that golf center.
一个礼拜之后，这个高尔夫球手在这个打高尔夫的中心在吃吃饭。
Then this PGA official saw this golfer and said, "Can I talk to you?"
这个 PGA 官员就对这个高尔夫选手说，我可不可以跟你讲？
He said, "Do you remember last week the amount of money to that girl because her daughter is sick and die?"
你记不？他说，你记不记得上个礼拜你给了一个妇人一大笔钱，因为他告诉你说他的女儿生病了，快要死了。
Then he said, "You know what? She doesn't have a sickly dying daughter."
他就对这个高尔夫球选手说，他根本就没有生病将死的女儿。
She doesn't even have a daughter. She is a con artist.
他根本就没有女儿，他只是一个
骗人。Then this golfer said.Do you mean to say that amount of money I gave to that lady that had a sick daughter is not really sick?
然后这个高尔夫球手就说你是在告诉我那个我给了那笔钱的那个妇人她根本就没有一个生病的女儿吗？
He said, that's good news.
他说这是太好的消息。
The good news is there is no sick people.
这个好消息是因为根本就没有生病的人。
Do you see what kind of reaction is that?
你看到他的举止表现了吗？
Let me tell you a very funny story. This is what happened to us.
我个可笑的事情。
A few years passed.We are on Christmas going through a street, and there's a stoplight.
有几年前在圣诞节期间，我们在路上行驶，有一个停止标志。
And there's a lot of homeless people.
有许多无家可归的人。
And my little boy said, "Oh, I want to give my $5 to that homeless."
我的儿子就说，我想要把我的五块钱给那个无家可归的人。
And I don't know whether this God's touching his heart, but I said, "Okay, just give it."
我不知道是不是神感动了他，还是怎么回事，我就告诉他去给吧。
And that person, after he received that $5, he started to cry.
那个收到这五块钱的人就开始哭。
And he said, "Oh, thank you for this. I can go home to Louisiana."
他说谢谢你给我的这个钱，因为我可以回到路易斯安那我的家里去。
So, and the green light was on, so we drove away.
当绿灯开始的时候，我们就走了。
My mom said, "I think $5 is not enough. Let's go back. I'll give him $20."
我妈妈说五块钱可能不够，我再回去再给他20块钱。我说行了，就这样吧。
We turned and we saw that person said this is $20.
我们就转回来给那个人了20块钱。
A week after, my wife saw that same person in the medical center.
然后一个礼拜之后，我的妻子在医疗中心看到这一个人就是这个人。
Is that being taken advantage of?
这个人是不是利用我们了呢？
Yes, indeed.
是的，他的确利用我们。
But brothers and sisters, we should not take too much consideration whether we are taken advantage of.
弟兄姊妹们，但是我们真的不要想的太多，我们的好心是否被利用。
When we give,
我们给的时候，
when we show kindness,
当我们显示恩慈的时候，
we do it as to the Lord and not to ourselves.
我们是坐在神的面前，而不是坐在人的面前。我们不是让人喜悦，而是让神的心喜悦。
That is the case. Whether that person is a con artist, whether that person appreciates what we did, doesn't really matter.
如果是这样，这种情况下，是否那个人是骗子还是真实的，对我们一点都不主要。
For our expectation is not reward from expectations, a reward from heaven.
因为的期待不是从人而来的，我们的期待是从天上来的奖赏。
But if we do it to ourselves to please people.
如果我们因着自己的原因想要取悦别人，
then we will have a problem.
那我们就有问题了。
Because unconsciously in our mind, I do good to you today, next time you got to return the favor.
因为我们里面就想的，就是不自觉的就在想，我这次帮你，下次该你帮我了。
You know, I'm not saying everyone has this kind of concept.
我不是说每个人都会有这种想法。
But unconsciously in this fallen nature, we have this concept.
但是就不自觉的因着我们人的堕落的天性，我们确实会有这样的想法。
Or sometimes when you put we saw a sister in need and we put some amount of money in the so-called offering box.
有的时候我们会看到有一个姊妹有需要，所以我们就在那个奉献箱里奉献一些钱。
And we feel like because she needs it, she is in need of.
我们就会觉得她真的有需要，她要买一些东西。
But the next week, she came wearing a new clothes.
那下个礼拜她来的时候穿了一件新衣服，你会怎么样？
When you are doing it before men,
当你坐在人前
then you start to criticize.
你就开始去论断批评。
You feel like I give you this money to help you in your food, and you buy a new dress.
你心里就会在想，我奉献这些钱是给你买吃的，你却用这个钱去买了个新的衣服。
Brothers, this is the effect if we do it before men.
这个就是我们所说的坐在人前令人喜悦。
Today we got to know and know and know that when we serve people, when we do good to people, we are doing it as to the Lord and not as to men.
我们今天确实要知道，深深知道的一点，我们做任何事情不是坐在人前，而是坐在神的前面。
Now we come to the third one.
我们现在要讲第三点。
We know already what is kindness and why should we be kind.
我们已经知道什么叫恩慈，为什么我们需要恩慈。
The third is that when should we be kind?
第三点，我们时候需要做恩慈的事情。
Number one, in times of conflict.
第一点，当有冲突的时候。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 24 says, "The servant of the Lord should not strive."
提摩太后书里第二章二十四节讲到，神的儿女不应该起争竞。
We should not strive.
我们不应该争竞。
We should be kind.
我们应该有恩慈。
You tell me you can be kind when people is kind to you.
那你告诉我说，别人对你恩慈，你就对别人有恩慈。
But when somebody try to criticize you, can you be kind to them? That's a good question.
但是我要问你一个更高一点的问题：如果别人来批评论断你的时候，你是不是仍然有恩慈？
Brothers and sisters, this is very practical.
弟兄姊妹们，这是的确很实际的问题。
When people start to criticize you, I tell you, if you don't open your mouth, it's already very good.
弟兄姊妹们，当别人来批评论断你的时候，如果你紧闭着嘴巴，已经很好了。
One time, Adrian Rogers received a letter from a church member.
有一次 ，Adrian Rogers 这位弟兄，收到了一个教会里弟兄的信。
This brother criticized Adrian Rogers and how he preached and how he ministered to the saints.
这位弟兄就开始批评 Adrian Rogers 弟兄，说来指责他，怎么样牧养教会和怎么样来讲道。
And you know, we are people, we are in the flesh, our heart is like a piece of wood.
我们弟兄姊妹们，我们是人，我们不完全，我们的里面就像一块木头。
If you tell me after I speak today, Brother John will tell me, oh man, your message is a mess.
如果你告诉我，比如说副弟兄告诉我，哦，你今天讲的真糟糕。
Then really, I might say amen, but inside it's not that happy, you know.
我可能会说我同意你的说法，但我里面肯定不舒服。
And Adrian Rogers received this letter, said it's not fair. You know, the assessment is not fair.
Adrian Rogers 弟兄收到这封信就说这太不公平了，在他的里面就觉得有一点不公平。
So he prayed.
他就祷告。
Lord, grant me the grace to write a genuine.
主啊，恳求你帮助我，让我能写一封回信，是充满了你的恩慈。
It's a genuine, not fake.
是真正的神来的。
The Lord really granted him grace, and he wrote that letter to that person.
神就给他恩典，让他写了一个蛮有恩慈的信给那个批评他的弟兄。
After many years has passed,
许多年之后
，this brother passed through that pastor's office.
这个。弟兄经过 Adrian Rogers 弟兄的办公室的时候
And he told Adrian Rogers, brother, you are my truest friend.
他就对 Adrian Rogers 弟兄说你弟兄你是我真正的朋友
After a few weeks passed, this brother passed away.
过了几个礼拜之后这位弟兄就去见被主接走了
Do you see this kindness really affects people's life?
你有没有看见这种恩慈真的会影响人的生活
From a brother who is critical.
从一个论断批评的弟兄
to a brother who what? Treat him as a truest friend.
到一认为他是真正好朋友的弟兄
But every time,
但是每次的时候我们争竞
Then there is a friction, there will be division.
只要有争竞就会有纷争
Brothers and sisters, there will always be conflict.
弟兄姊妹们总是有冲突
But as children of God, we need to be kind in times of conflict.
但是弟兄姊妹们作为神的儿女当我们意见不一致的时候我们应该彼此有恩慈
Secondly, in conversation
第二点，在我们言语当中。
In conversation, we need to be kind.
在我们说话当中，应该显示我们的恩慈。
Proverbs 15 verse 4 says.
箴言。
十五章四十。He said the wholesome tongue is a tree of life. You know, wholesome in the Hebrew means a cure, a medicine, and a remedy.
这个温良的舌，这个温良在希伯来语说是可以有医治的功能。
Whole, a whole doesn't mean we try to exaggerate. No.
这个温良不是说你夸大其词。
You know, we had a problem sometimes in raising children because we don't want to speak negative.
有的时候，当我们养育儿女的时候，我们就不想说一些负面的。
Every time we say, "Oh, you're good. You're so excellent," so on and so forth. But if you are really kind, on the one hand you talk about his goodness, on the other hand you try to correct, which is wrong. Oh, we are not here being judgmental or critical. Especially to the parents, if you really are kind to your children, you got to speak the truth. Because this is not for yourself, this is for them. So also with the brothers and sisters. I'm not trying to encourage you to start talking to other people after the end of the meeting. Before you say something, you better pray. If the Lord really touched you, say, "Lord, how should I say it?" Because how you say it, if it is not, it is from the flesh, it will hurt people. If it's from the spirit, I tell you, it will what? Become a remedy to the broken heart. Thirdly, we need to be kind, especially in time where they need compassion. You know, I always remember when my father passed away. Especially the first stage is called the shock, being shocked. But afterwards, that is the real thing to go through. It's really mourning stage. You know, we go through months. Sometimes people go through years of mourning. But I remember, after that, when we start that mourning period, there are two persons who always come to our house. Brother Wei and Brother Roy. Every week, they will take turns coming. They just sit there. Listen to us speak. It's like a therapy. And after we talk so much, they say, "On time, I need to go home." Brothers and sisters, this is kindness. Sometimes to the people who go through a lot, we just need to keep our mouth closed and just be with them. This is kindness. Don't just say, "I'll pray for you." A lot of times this become our words in our mouth. "I'll pray for you." But do you really pray? That's another question. If you really is kind, maybe pick up a phone. You go and visit. Especially those who need compassion. Brothers and sisters, number four. We need to be kind to those of the household of faith. You know, this is what we need today. This is the people who we encounter. We need to be kind to our brothers and sisters. One time there is a brother who encountered a very hard problem. He went to the meeting, the message is good, it seems like, but the problem still continue to be in him. It was not released. The choir is good. Yet it doesn't comfort him. So after the meeting, while he was backing out to go back to home, there is a sister who saw him wave her hand and make a smile. That night, the brother was so depressed. He was preparing to commit suicide. He walked through that cabinet where the shotgun is. Immediately, this image came out. That sister waving her. That brother said later, it is that smile that saved me. Brothers and sisters, we need to be kind to our brothers and sisters. That is our duty and responsibility. You talk about spirituality. You talk about for to me to live is Christ. Be kind. Lastly, we need to be kind to our members, to family members. A lot of times we pay so much attention to other people. We feel that we need to be kind to the unbelievers because we want them to be saved. We feel like we need to be kind to the brothers and sisters because we need to edify them. Yet we forgot the closest person with us, the family members, we need to be kind to them. Sometimes when you come home, brothers, and you see your wife so busy cooking, taking care of the children, will you say, wife, just sit down, let me wash the dishes. Sometimes she is so stressed out, maybe you give him a hug. Maybe just a pray with her. You know, we Chinese, we are a little bit more reserved. You know, it's hard for us to give flowers and give your wife a hug. You know, it's like we feel it's Western stuff. But do you know what? This is very meaningful and really, you know, a wife of yours. Brothers, we need to be kind to our family members. Now we come to the fourth one. When should we be kind? When there is opportunity. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 says, he said, you should be kind to all men. Do good things to all men. Let's turn to Galatians. Chapter 6, verse 10. And we therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to those of the household of faith. When there is opportunity. A lot of times, let me ask you a question. Sometimes the Lord do touch our heart to do something for our brothers or sisters. But because we are too busy, we said, oh, next time. Then afterwards, keep on, you know, trying to delay it. Then sooner or later, we see it's already too late. You know, my father is one of the kindest person on earth. One time he bought a new car. And I still remember it's a green Ford Escort. or escort? Oh, regardless. Then a phone call, we receive a phone call. It's an old sister who said, you know, can you do us a favor? Because my husband, who is very sick, never always ride on a public transportation. No, he always ride on a public transportation. He wished to ride in your new car. And you know, sometimes we felt in new car, old car is okay, new car. But my father said, yes, no problem. Then early in the morning, my father brought that brother, that old brother and old sister to church. And came back and picked us up. A few months passed, the brother died. Brother and sister, if we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those of the household of faith. Do not delay. A lot of times we delay and we miss the opportunity. Do you know that every opportunity God gave us is for us really to experience how great He is? Therefore, we should take opportunity. The last one. How can kind? We wish to be kind. But in this fallen nature, we just can't be kind. Because we are a group of people who are self-centered, who only knew myself. But thank God, He already saved us. He put a new life into us. On the one hand, we take off the old man. We put on the new man. Colossians chapter 3, let me read to you. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Verse 12, but put on therefore as the elect of God, holy with bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meek, long-suffering. And above all these things, put on love. You see, in chapter 3 only, he mentioned, you need to put on. You need to put on the new man. You need to put on the love of Christ. You need to put kindness of God. Yes, by ourselves, we cannot be kind. Every time we are try to be kind, it's always a struggle. But thank God, when we put on Christ, there is not a struggle. It is the flow of kindness. Today we are not here to what? Show off kindness. We are here to live kindness. Oh, in the human nature, be kind is just like a training a monkey how to eat. When the master is there, he tries to eat with his spoon and fork. But when the master is away, they go back to old ways. The same principle when we are in our old person. We just cannot be kind. The most we forced to be kind. You know, our kindness is just like an exhibition. Today, brothers and sisters, we are not actors. Kindness should be part of us. Because today we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Oh, the life we need has a life of kindness. Brothers and sisters, Christ is all and in all. He is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, endless. Today, if we want to be kind, we just need to put on Christ. Then this kindness will just be a what? A flowing out of that divine life out of us. You know, may the Lord really have mercy on us. The time is up. But I hope we just put this into practice. That we might really become the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking. Indeed, all these so practical things, sometimes we had a problem. But thank you, Lord, you are our life, you are everything. Oh, we just need to put on you that we can live a life of kindness. Lord, we just commit these words into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray.